Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Well, I came back from a holiday and then I text Chris and said, everything all right, Chris? But unbeknownst, he was on holidays. I talk of Chris Barsby. He's back, refreshed and ready to go every Wednesday here on The Pace. Welcome, Chris.
Andrew, good morning to you and good morning, everyone. We've got some good racing coming up over the next couple of days. It starts later tonight. Bathurst, 9 races. The first getting underway at 5:39. Penrith, as most would know, racing each and every Thursday night. Good card there, 8 races. There's a really good card on Friday night at Young. And then we go to Newcastle and Menangle on Saturday. The feature at Menangle on Saturday night is the Group 3 Lazarus New Season Gift Final heat stage last week. Good competitive racing, and it's drawn together a really strong final this Saturday night. It's over the mile. It's race 6 on the program, part of a really strong card there. And one of the key runners for mine is going to be DeCesar. A horse I know well. He's competed regularly here at Albion Park over the past couple of seasons, and he was really impressive scoring last week for trainer-driver Scott Hewitt. And I wanted to have a chat with Scott just to see how he thinks he's going to line up this weekend in this final, chasing the $30,000 prize. And Scott is about to join us online now. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Did he surprise you in any way, shape or form last week with that victory? He went off at big odds, but did he shock you?
Not really. Like, he kept drawing wide gates the last few starts, and then he still drew wide-ish, I suppose, in the seven gate last week. But I thought all week if he, I was just wanted to go to the fence and give him a nice soft run, and if it opened up, I thought he could run into the money. And yeah, just the way he's been going, I suppose he was good enough to finish it off last week.
Just looking back, his sectionals prior to the victory last week were really impressive. So in many ways, despite going off at a big odds, the win wasn't a complete shock. So I was interested in your thoughts there. PB time last week as well, and that was his first victory at Menangle, clocking 51.9.
Yeah, he's hasn't had a lot of starts there. Since I come back from Queensland this year, I thought, you know, it'd be the right time to give him a few runs there. And every week he could consistently run a good half and always finishing off, and he was rewarded with that last week, I suppose, yeah, with a 51 win.
If there was only a downside coming out of last week's victory, you picked up a suspension last week.
Yeah, got the 10 days. You don't really like to be sitting out when you got a horse going as good as him, but I'll leave it in Dad's capable hands this week.
Okay, so a driver has been confirmed?
Well, that's if Spike Robin doesn't get the start. Dad will drive him, but otherwise, I'll probably see if one of the boys can drive him. I haven't really thought that far ahead yet.
All right, I'm sure there'd be a few drivers putting their hand up for a drive on DeCesar. Just looking at this race on Saturday night, it's an ideal draw gate too. You've been mentioning that he keeps drawing wide. He finally lands a good draw in a good race, so it looks ideal.
Yeah, well, it does look good. Ray's choice, he was awesome last week, and he's going to be very hard to beat from the four gate. But, if my fella can get, we look to follow the one horse. If it all turns out the way I'm thinking, he should have a nice soft run in on the fence. And, yeah, all going well, he should finish off good again.
Okay, has he trained on since the victory last week?
Yeah, I've actually changed his training a bit the last couple of weeks, and give him 2 days off after his run, and then this morning I give him a bit of a gallop, and yeah, it's probably the strongest he's worked since I've had him. And you always know when he's going all right because he's a bit of a handful to deal with, but he was feeling really well this morning.
Okay, he's an 8-year-old. He's not overly taxed. Looking at his overall record, only 62 starts at this point, but he's been a really good money spinner, and you've been with this guy for the bulk of his career now.
Yeah, he started off with Jason Proctor, and then Brad and Dad and another owner over there, they spent a bit of money and bought him, and yeah, ran into a bit of trouble there throughout his career, and he actually borrowed a tendon, and then Dad turned up with him here one day on the truck, and he just said to me, give him 12 months off and get him back in, he'll be a nice old horse for you. And yeah, that couldn't be more true. He's gone through his grades now and up to the 90,000. I'd love to have a couple more of him.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be a nice way to crack the 100,000 with a victory in a Group 3 feature this weekend.
Yeah, it would. He's, the way he's going, I know he's actually big odds again, about the 30-1. So All going good. I think he's feeling well enough and got the good enough draw. So, yeah, hopefully he can crack it on Saturday night.
Well, I'm sure he's going to be very competitive. You mentioned Ray's choice. Is he the main threat, or are you looking at one of Tim Butts or Shane and Lauren Trittons? They've got a number of runners in this race.
Yeah, well, like you said, it's drawn together a handy field of MOs. You've got both the Butt runners that have been racing consistently, and Shane and Lauren's team, they're always thereabouts. But, yeah, just the way last week's races were run, I'll probably hold Ray's choice and the one horse. They're both really good chances because they're going to be up on the speed and in on the fence, you know.
Yeah, okay. Pitch Perfect is the other horse drawn gate one on Saturday night. It's been a busy time for you and the family over the past couple of weeks with the arrival of young Charlie. How's Brianna going? And will they be trackside on Saturday night with you cheering on to Caesar?
Yeah, no, everyone's going good. He had his needle yesterday, so he's a little bit grizzly. And he's growing up too quick. That's all I know. They'll come down on Saturday night and have a look at sort of bit of a hike from where we are, but hopefully the old fella can make it worth it on Saturday night.
All right, just quickly, how long does it take you to get to Menangle?
Give myself 2.5. The Bathurst fellas do a longer trip, but if you're racing a couple of times a week and chewing a fair few, it sort of gets a little bit taxing each week, but yeah, the way he's going, we'll deal with that.
All right, well, fingers crossed. He's certainly in this race with a great chance, and he lands a good draw, and he's coming into this race as a last stud winner and off PB time. Scott, really appreciate the time, and best of luck this weekend.
No worries, Chris. Thank you.
There's Scott Heward joining us. So, DeCesar lines up in the Group 3 Lazarus New Season Gift Final. That's race 6 at Menangle on Saturday night. Just in some other news before we wrap up on the pace this weekend, best of luck to Andy McCarthy, who continues to do good things in North America. He's having a real run of things up in Canada with some feature race victories, and he's got some key drives over the next couple of weeks, in particular for leading trainer Tony Alagna. Andy's got a great rapport with the progeny of Captain Treacherous, so let's hope his good fortunes continue. If you haven't heard the news, Ignatius has been withdrawn from the New Zealand Cup, so he is out. If you're looking at the TAB Futures betting there, Ignatius definitely won't be starting in the Group 1 feature on the second Tuesday in November. Good news for Atomic Red and his supporters. Hopefully all is well, and he's probably only a month away. Of course, we haven't seen Atomic Red race since being a runner-up in the Group 1 Black Safari last year behind Let It Ride, but he is getting closer to a racetrack return, so hopefully all remains on track there. Leonard Kane, who's a gun young driver in the winner's circle yesterday at Menangle, he looks like he's set to join the stables of Craig Cross and Luke McCarthy, so we'll watch with interest there, but he's a really talented young driver. Great to see him in the winner's circle yesterday. Sassy Pants, the really good trotter for Tim Butt, trialling yesterday, trialled really well, and just a couple of stable changes that you may or may not be aware of. Perfect Stride, a runner-up behind Be Happy Mac, or placed behind Be Happy Mac in the Breeders' Crown, joined Sonia Smith and Anthony Butt, and one of their other stable stars, Make Way, who hasn't raced since the Queensland Derby, now back in work. Bradley is a new horse. He's a son of Sweet Lou, joins the stables of Barry Lou. Huey Lewis goes to Clayton Harmy. Rock On joins the stables of Steve Turnbull. And The Bus, who's amongst nominations for the New Zealand Cup, previously with Aaron Goadsby and Mark Jones, now here in Queensland with Kylie Rasmussen, so there has been a stable change there. That is On the Pace for this Wednesday. Plenty more coming up tomorrow. Good punting.